KWA, mobile.
Hey, Steve, KN4, TSW.
Oh, making a trash run. The inevitable flow of trash. If I don't have it gone by the time Mama gets home, I may get the side of my head trashed.
I just got back about 20 minutes ago now, walking the dog in the field.
If it just wasn't so cold, it'd be a pretty beautiful day out here, wouldn't it?
It's that breeze, that little bit of breeze, man, just is terrible.
You know, people say I'm a head case, but I swear I feel the moisture in the air starting to kind of filter in. And I'm looking back up over White Oak Mountain towards the north. I live up here about 4 miles south of Highway 11, and I'm looking back up towards the north over White Oak Mountain, and I'm going to tell you something. It's not pollution, but it sure is hazy. I think we might just get a little bit of rain tomorrow evening and Saturday.
We get a little bit, and they're talking about maybe a little bit of snow flurries and that, but I think the wind chill up by the state line is supposed to be down in the single digits.
It's 12 miles south of the North Carolina line, so just as long as it stays up there at the North Carolina line, that's okay. I got a heat lamp for my chickens, and I think they'll be okay. And I got a wood stove to keep me good and toasty. And if my wife has her way, she'll keep it at about between 76 and 78 degrees in the living room the whole time.
And use a little throw blanket if you need extra.
You got real scratchy that time, bud. Try it one more time.
Usually keep it on about 70 degrees and then use a little throw blanket if you need extra.
Heat pump or wood stove? What have you got?
Two gas furnaces, one for downstairs, one for upstairs, and then I got some gas logs.
Oh, son, you got it made. I tell you what, except for the price on the gas going up like crazy, ain't nothing like gas heat. It's good and warm.
We had to replace both units this year, both heating units, both air conditioning units. They were 31 years old, so even with the price of gas higher now, my bill was about half of what it was.
So those things are that much more efficient, huh?
That one, and then it come to find out they had it kind of messed up. The upstairs unit was smaller than the downstairs unit, so that's why it always struggled in the summertime.
How about that? Well, that's good. You're saving a little bit of money then. That's good. See, all I got, we don't have gas out there where I am. All I got is a heat pump. And I guarantee you, I'm going to be firing up that wood stove to keep that thing from just grinding away with the electric strips kicking in. That hurts.
On the heat pump, because unless the strips are kicked in, the air is only a couple of degrees warmer than it is in the house, and it just feels like it's always blowing cold.
Heat pump's working just about at its best. You're going to get right at about 85 degree air. But you know what? You're 98.6, and I don't care who you are, and 85 degrees feels a little cool in the middle of the wintertime. And it ain't nice and toasty like what comes out of a gas furnace. That's just nice coming out of a gas furnace. And it don't run near as long as a heat pump.
Is that right?
Right now, I'm over here probably 2 or 3 miles, I say about a mile and a half, 2 miles south of Inman, or Landrum.
Rear, kind of by where the 101 and 290 on the north side of Greer over there by the Ingles, that's where I'm at on the HT.
But if you're at 290 in front of the Ingles on a handheld, you're doing good.
It's new handheld for Christmas. I've got nothing but 5490. It does jam up. On 878.
R2. Bye. about that thing, and doggone it, I may have to just break down and get me one. Well, listen, I'm about to pull into the dumping station over here. I'm going to have to jump out and do my thing, and I'll be gone about probably 5 or 10 minutes. You want me to try to hit you again?
Back at the house and that, I got to go in and get the dog situated and start off some supper. So I'm going to say 73. Enjoy the conversation and look forward to catching you another time. KN4TSW.
You have a good afternoon and enjoy that sunshine. KN4VWA, clear.
Yes, sir. How you doing today? Just got done with the walking the dog.
Yeah, today I'm surprised when I got out the plant how cool it was.
Up in the ball field, there's a bunch of teenage girls playing flag football in shorts and t-shirts.
I don't even know what to say about that. Holy crap. I didn't hear anything on that last transmission.
Said I watched them for a minute, but they just made me cold.
And that, about playing in shorts at 40-something degrees.
They can't catch passes, but I think they needed to just work on trying to catch the football. Every day, unless it's raining.
Are you taking your radio with you, or have I just been missing you in general?
I take my radio with me when I, you know, realized it would get out pretty decent and everything, so I started taking it with me.
It's a hand mic. I think you need to get you like one of those FBI, you know, little mics, that way you can run it up in your ear and whatnot, and you can look like a special agent or something while you're walking the dog. Dog, if I start hiding the drugs.
Right, she, problem with the dog is she thinks that church will feel now. We walked it so many times.
I'd love to walk mine, but man, that pug I got, you walk him about 50 feet and he starts huffing and puffing.
Legs like a Labrador. She loves to run. She thinks she's a sled dog, though, because she just pulls the heck out of
you. You got a dog you can walk and don't mind walking.
Dad's home. First thing we're going to do is run out back. We're going to play chase for a minute or two.
Peter again. I heard you was somebody going out and playing chase, and that was about it.
Been around trying to get a few things done. When you get home, then she wants to run out back and play chase for a few minutes. Then she wants to come in and go for a walk. That's what she usually does. She's got her a little routine.
Her routine so well.
Hey, 73, and you have a good one. I got to cook a little bit of supper. Susan went to get a haircut, and you might pick up Patrick. He's still out there this evening.
Well, I still got several more miles left on my trip, so 73 to you again, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning since I don't have to meet until 6:30. I'm going to take my time getting to work. It's KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
Cool.
4CF, how you doing?
Good evening. The sun's setting low, thinking it's morning. I'm just on my way down to see my mom in Simpsonville, driving down 14.
I hope you're not on 85. You know, it's always a mess this time of day.
14 is very crowded, too. It'll probably take me 10 minutes just to get to the light that I have to turn on.
The way things are going, it's just getting crazy around here. I mean, there's plenty of people moving in the area.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Bowling Springs, and every time I turn around, there's another neighborhood popping up with either more apartments, more condos, or townhouses, or... you name it, it's going up. They just packing them in.
The structure's going to keep up with all this migration from out of state.
You know, I hate to say it. I feel sorry for people buying houses right now. I mean, if the housing market goes down, which it will, they're going to be so far upside down in their house, it ain't crazy.
Prices in the Greenville area are still somewhat holding its own. So I've heard other places the prices of homes have started to come down because people are leaving.
We start going up to fight inflation. I think we'll start seeing the housing market come back down. And like I said, it ain't good. You pay $180,000 for a house that used to be $100,000. I mean, you're just way in over your head.
Is everything as they say?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been tempted. You know, it'd been nice to sell my house for a premium dollar, but then whenever I buy the next one, I'd have to pay the exact same thing. So I just stay where I'm at and enjoy my house for a while.
Yep, it's interesting times we live in.
The name here's Andrew. I don't think I've got your name yet.
Hi there, Andrew. The name here is Ariel, Alfa Romeo India Echo Lima, and the call sign is November Yankee 4 Golf.
I'll probably forget it if I ever hear you on the radio again. I'm horrible with names. That's why I'm glad we got them wrote on our shirt at work. When I walk around and look at people, I look at their name before I say anything.
I'm terrible with names, too. And I just got back on 2 meters because for the longest time my antenna hadn't been working, so I just replaced the antenna, and good to be back on the air again.
There's quite a few of us on here. I know me and a couple guys get on early in the morning, and then, you know, towards the evening you get the people that are kind of going home or out and about running errands, and, you know, it just depends on who's around, but throw your call sign out and see who's on.
Roger that. And make sure you're talking to someone. Make sure
it's right. That last transmission, I don't know if it's the repeater or what.
It's probably me or the repeater. I was just saying it makes the ride a lot shorter when you're occupied trying to talk to someone.
That was a little before I really started throwing my call sign out, and I found some guys that were just talking in the morning, and I finally decided to jump in there, and it's been downhill ever since.
You're talking to me. I'm just about to reach my destination. I made my turn onto Batesville Road in Simpsonville, so I'm only a couple of miles away. So I'll be saying 73. Thanks for talking to me, NY4G Mobile.
Through to you, and I appreciate you keeping me coming for a little bit. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be monitoring.